This is Trivia Friday. The number to call with your question or your answer to a question is 888-589-8840. Now, back to more Trivia Friday.
Back, everybody, to Trivia Friday on American Family Radio. Jim's on the line with us from Louisiana. Jim, you still there, my friend?
Yes, sir, I am.
Okay, go ahead. Ask, answer, or both?
Both, if I can.
Okay, go ahead with your, go ahead and answer. Which question do you want to answer of ours?
The one about the Fantastic Four.
All right, here we go, Jim. In the Fantastic Four, what was the name of the character nicknamed the Thing?
Ben Grimm.
Wow. Yeah, that's right.
What happened to Dan there along life's way?
To Ben?
Oh, was it Ben? I'm sorry, I misunderstood.
Yeah,
what happened to
Ben? No, he was part of this four-person astronaut team that went into space, and they encountered some sort of, I don't recall. It's been
like bad food or something?
Well, that'll change it. Bad food will change everybody.
That could happen.
Some sort of space anomaly. And it changed their DNA.
All of them.
Yeah, all of them.
But it benefited them in a way.
Because they became superheroes, Tim.
Right.
And in a way, aren't we all superheroes?
Yeah, I know.
You get a chance to go hear Space Anomaly in concert. And it's kind of
a niche group.
Oh, my word.
Kind of like ABBA. You know, you don't want to miss them if they come to town. Am I right?
Space Anomaly. All right, Jim, what's your question for us, brother?
If you change your mind,
don't do it. What is it?
It's a football one. And in the NFL, the team helmet logos, what teams or how many teams, I guess, what teams have their name integrated or spelled out in the team or have had their team name spelled out in their logo on their helmets?
Tim and Ed, they're going to know this. Or they're going to get really close.
Of the current day NFL teams?
Or just ever?
Since the 60s when they started wearing, you know, solid helmets type thing.
So their name is spelled out on the side of their helmet. That's what you're saying.
What it was, correct.
Inside picture they've got.
The first team that comes to mind on that is the Giants.
There's one.
The New York Giants.
It's got that picture of the Jolly Green Giant, the green bean guy, but they got Giants printed out.
But then they traded him to the Packers.
Yeah. And what else? The Giants. Who else?
The Jets have. I think they've had that on there.
Two New York teams.
Now, I think that San Francisco...
49ers?
I think they've done both. SF in the logo, and then not, 49ers.
You can have an abbreviation.
I think... Is that okay, Jim, if it's an abbreviation?
No.
And not only that, I don't know how closely y'all been watching. Since the Common Core, the 49ers... It's kind of a little longer thing. They got five plus four. It's kind of long there to get to 49.
Raiders?
Let's say five.
No, I'm going to say the two.
I'm going to go with five. Just be ambitious.
Okay.
All right, I'm going to say three because the Raiders have had it. But anyway, we'd have to all go through
the Raiders
all the
have
teams.
Said Raiders on it? I mean, have said Oakland?
No, I think Raiders.
Well, the Lost Ark.
Right.
So
I don't know. What's the answer?
I'm lost.
Jim?
Okay, yes, the Raiders. It says spelled out Raiders.
Way to go,
the
Ed.
Steelers have the Steelers spelled out. The Jets still have the Jets spelled out. Now, the ones that used to were like Giants, the Bengals. If you remember, they had Bengals written across it.
There's five, boys.
Late 60s, early 70s. And then the hardest one is the Ravens. They did it for like one season where in their logo, they had the word Ravens spelled out.
So six.
Six.
Correct.
All right. Hey, that's a great trivia question.
That was excellent, Jim. And good job answering the question as well. Happy New Year, brother, and have a great weekend as well.
Yeah, maybe the Saints win more than three games next year.
Oh, man. Oh, backhanded compliment. No, there's your New Year's
I don't know how many
toast.
They won. They struggle big time.
I think they had another tough year.
Yeah.
Yeah. I don't think they've been good since. Oh, anyway, it doesn't matter.
Louisiana football fans had a tough year overall.
Yeah.
LSU didn't do good, and neither did the.
But LSU's looking good now with Lane Kiffin. No, I'm sorry. I didn't mean to bring that up.
You bring that up, we'll get tomatoes thrown to us in here. We got a lot of Ole Miss fans.
Well, what do you say instead of talking about football, we go to Virginia? And Lori.
About Santa?
Yes, Virginia, there is a Lori. And she's on the air with us.
On that.
Welcome to Trivia Friday, Lori.
Good morning.
Good morning. Where do you live in Virginia, Lori?
Sandston.
Okay. Is that near Richmond or what?
We're about 20 minutes north of Richmond.
Okay. Near that theme park, that amusement park.
Yes.
King, what's the name of that?
King's Island or something?
King's Dominion.
King's Dominion.
King's Dominion.
Good colonial name.
Yeah, we're a little bit south of that, but yes.
Okay, gotcha. All right. Well, Lori, you want to ask, answer, or both?
Both.
Okay, which one do you want to answer?
I think I'm going to do recap.
All right.
Good.
Bring
on
the recap.
Here's the question again for those just tuning in. The word recap is an abbreviation for what word? What say you, Lori?
Recapulation.
That is recapitulation or recapulation.
Oh, wow.
And you have won. That is the mystery question, Lori.
Yay.
So today we have started. We're not doing the ball caps any longer. You have won a book from Alex McFarland and Bert Harper. It's titled 100 Bible Questions and Answers on Prophecy and the End Times. What do you think of that?
Thank you very much.
You're welcome.
Well, yeah, you earned it by answering the questions.
Yeah,
so.
And Lori, kind of going into this new year, we hope and trust that you don't have any problem with reflux or recapulation or any of those things that can affect your esophagus.
Yes. And listen, as my wife's always telling me, to recap the toothpaste.
Well, because that's a good reminder.
Yeah,
you have just to be put reminded the, of
you
that.
Know, put the.
No, I'm just kidding.
I'm reaching across. That's good right there. Yeah, you don't want to get all green and crusty. Come on now, leave that little blob on the bathroom counter. Ain't nobody got time for that, Ed.
Shame on me. Hey, Lori, well done. And I know you maybe have a question for us, but when we're finished with you on the air, please do not hang up. I'll put you on hold. Cindy Roberts will come on, and she'll get your information, and we will send you a book.
Thank you so much.
The book I just mentioned. Well, Lori, what is your question for us?
Okay. What Bible verse has been removed from the newer Bibles? What book and verse has been removed?
Oh, wow.
What are we talking about
the
here?
The whole book has been removed?
No, it was just a section of a book.
The end
talking
of
about the, like book. The Maccabees and things like that? Is that a yes or no?
No, I don't think that's what she's talking about.
It's a denominational question or?
Specific book, and it's the chapter and verse that was removed.
Okay, at the end of Mark, there's some like picking up snakes and some the very end of Mark, some translations leave that off. Well, some newer translations leave
that right?
off.
Is that right, Lori?
Few verses.
No, sir.
All right, you tell us.
Matthew 17:21.
Okay, this kind comes what out by prayer and fasting?
Yes.
Oh, that's right. That's another one that's left off.
And what Lori's referring to is that there are some manuscripts that had been either discovered or found that are older, and some of these verses may not appear in those manuscripts. And so that's the ones that you have in brackets, the whole interaction between Jesus and the woman caught in adultery is in brackets, and JJ's talking about the end of the
Mark.
Entire end of the book of Mark.
It's in brackets.
You got college football's in brackets.
Little brackets now. In college football.
That's right. You got the tournament in brackets.
Hey, Lori, congratulations again on winning that new book. You're going to love that. And we'll get your address and send us down the line. We're going to send
Lori, in this book we're sending you, there's no chapters left out.
There you go. Okay.
It's got all the chapters.
Got all the chapters in that book right there.
And thank you for loving the Word. Amen. And how it's infallible and inerrant. And we encourage everybody in this new year, if you're not in the habit of doing this, please read your Bible every day. Strength, joy, boldness, wisdom. As you read your Bible, God will reveal himself to you, and he will lead, guide, and direct you.
So let's repeat our questions for the last time today.
All right. Like Tim says periodically, I've got one left, just this one. Who wrote the Acts of the Apostles? We commonly call it the Book of Acts.
I've got some hard ones, but this one's true or false, so you can just flip a coin. True or false, legendary author William Faulkner, his longest run-on sentence is 1,288 words. Is that true or false? Car question, what is a Mopar? And I'll take a very loose general definition.
What's a Mopar?
What is a Mopar?
Yeah.
Third question, this is a tough one. What former NFL quarterback was Bob Dole's running mate way back in 1996? You guys say you both know who
it is? Yeah, I do.
I do know who that is. All right, here are my two questions. What is the nearest star to Earth? That's the first one. And what is the nearest star to Earth? And number two, which program, this is a baby boomer question, which I typically have one a week, which program provided low-cost housing and education benefits to returning World War II veterans? This was a big deal.
It was.
As the 20th century goes, this particular matter, to put it that way, was probably top 10 in terms of impacting our nation legislatively.
Wow. Okay?
Yeah.
Would you say?
Absolutely.
Yeah. All right, go back to the phones.
All right, let's go to Arkansas. Arkansas has been representing today here on Trivia Friday, and Derek is on the line. Derek, welcome to Trivia Friday. Derek, you there? Derek, we'll give you, one more shot. Maybe your phone's on mute if you can hear us. All right, well.
Do you do the going once?
Yeah. Derek, I'm sorry. We're going to have to drop you.
Going twice.
And.
I don't know. Derek, we don't like doing this because Derek waited a long time.
Yeah.
We can't hear him.
Right.
You know, and that's hard to have a Q&A.
Yes, it is.
When all you can do is see if he's there.
Yeah. Sorry about that, Derek. We had to drop you.
We move on.
But we go to Mississippi, and Liz is on the line. Liz, welcome to Trivia Friday.
Good morning, professors.
Hey, good morning, Liz. Thanks for calling. Where do you live in Mississippi?
I live in Starkville, but okay. I'm from the Tupelo area.
Go Dogs. You.
Yeah.
Happy New Year, Liz.
Happy New Year.
Happy New Year, and hottie toddy. I'm an Ole Miss fan.
Ole Miss?
Oh, you had a rough go of it last night.
Yeah, they played their hearts out last night.
They really did.
Yeah, that was a great ball game. They almost won. I was telling somebody, you know, if you think about it, and this is not profound, but you got when you play a sports, guess what? In the end, only one school's happy.
Yeah,
that's right.
Everybody else is disappointed. But Ole Miss had a great season.
One of the best games I've ever seen played in college football.
If you lose and you were half-hearted, that's one thing.
Yeah.
But when you, like they say, leave everything out on the field, and both teams just very valiant.
And tonight, Indiana and Oregon play, in another, which should be a classic matchup.
Yeah. I think it's going to be Indiana and Miami. What say you guys?
Yeah. I think so. Hey, I think Indiana's going to win it all.
Yeah. Liz, go ahead. Ask, answer, or both. What'd you?
Both.
Okay. Which one do you want to answer?
The closest star to Earth is the Sun.
That is right.
That's right.
That's a little bit of a, people might say, a trick question because you don't think of the Sun. Most people think of it, the Sun as the Sun, right? They don't think of it, but the Sun is actually a star,
right?
Itself, and I tell you what. For a free copy of the Bert and Alex's book, if you can tell me how big the Earth is compared to the Sun, how many Earths can fit inside the Sun, I'll send you this.
This is a total guess, but I'm going to say 241 million.
Okay. You know, I think it's like, let's see, here I go. I mock people for asking the question, not knowing the answer. But I want to say it's a million.
Look, don't feel bad about that, huh?
I don't know.
But
you know
you
what?
Said how many
you
start?
Know what? Just because I don't know, Liz, I'm going to send you the book, okay?
Wow, that's generous.
Because I don't want to embarrass myself here. We'll send you. So hold on, and Cindy will get your address, and we'll mail you the book by Alex and Bird about Bible prophecy.
Look, it's easy to get.
It's either 1,000 or a million.
It's that high.
It's 1,000. It's
1.3 million.
1.3 million.
Time. So wow. I was right.
I was going to say 250. I think I was thinking of the number of moons that can fit in the Earth.
Yeah.
1.3 million Earths.
Earths can fit on the sun.
So wow. Liz was in. She was heading towards the right area.
You're in the ballpark.
The right part of the neighborhood.
You're on the right spaceship headed that way.
Yeah. All right, Liz, ask your question. Go ahead.
How much did the United States pay for the state of Alaska, and what is that equivalent to today?
Okay, first of all, the U.S. bought Alaska from Russia, right?
Right.
For some beads.
Yeah.
Oh, that might have been a different story.
That was Long Island.
I think, so the question is how much?
How much? I have no idea. That's a great
bunch
question.
Of rubles. I know.
We're about to buy Greenland.
I don't know if buying is the right
so
word.
So that's going to be another quick trivia question next few years.
How much did the U.S. pay
Denmark for Sweden? I mean, for
Greenland.
Greenland. We don't know. We don't know, Liz.
You got us, Liz. What's the answer?
$7.2 million, which was roughly 2 cents per acre. And it's equivalent to $130 to $140 million today.
Worth every penny.
Every penny.
It's worth that is amazing. You would think, you know, it would be a lot more than that because $7 million at the time? Yeah.
Yeah, $7.2 million, and that sounds like a lot. But when you think 2 cents an acre, I mean, it was really cheap.
Yeah.
But it wasn't very developed, so maybe that.
And who knew there was that much oil out there?
Yeah,
and stuff. Oil and gold and
And then their hills.
That's exactly right.
Huh? All right, Liz, we're going to put you on hold. Cindy Roberts will come on and get your information, and we'll send you a copy of the book, 100 Bible Questions and Answers.
Answers.
On prophecy and the end times. We don't leave you hanging. If you've got a question, we've got an answer.
That is an excellent book.
Yes. Alex McFarland and Bert Harper do have a great show, Exploring the Word. Folks, you can listen to it at 3 p.m.
You can listen, brother.
What's that?
Brother.
I'm
mocking Alex.
Brother. Anyway, let me just finish this.
Hang on,
guys. Yeah. It's at 3 p.m. Central Time on American Family Radio. All right, go ahead.
You mean mock Bert? That's right, Alex. That's right, Alex. Okay, brother.
All right, go ahead, Jay.
That's it.
You can make fun of you with your friends, right?
I think so.
Absolutely, especially when they're not listening.
I think this show proves it among us.
We'll see if they're listening or not.
There you go.
Okay.
How much time we have left? About 7 minutes left in the show.
We got time.
Let's do it, brother.
Let's go to Louisiana again. And James is on the line this time. James, welcome to Trivia Friday.
Hello.
Hey, James.
Hi.
Where do you live in Louisiana?
Mm-hmm. Well, I live in Baton Rouge, but I'm originally from the rice capital of the world in Crowley, Louisiana.
Oh,
Crowley.
Okay.
So that's the rice capital. I thought Jonesboro, Arkansas was.
I was thinking Jonesboro. Yeah.
Well, it depends on who you ask.
That's right.
I got you. For those who don't know, there's a lot of rice production along the Mississippi River in Louisiana and Arkansas. It's the largest domestic rice production.
My wife and I, we have a little rice patch in our yard.
You should have.
I think it's called a patty.
A rice patty. Well, that just shows you what the Yankee would say. It's a patch
rice
of rice.
Patch.
All right, James, ask, answer, or both?
I'm going to do both.
Which one do you want to answer?
I'm going to answer your question about the returning World War II veterans.
There we go.
Okay, here's the question that James is going to answer. Which government program provided low-cost housing and education benefits to returning World War II veterans, which led to major economic growth in America post-World War II? What's the answer to that?
I'm going to say the G.I. Bill.
Yes, sir. You got it, James. James, do you know any history on that, beyond that?
Not a whole lot. I just know that I've known some people that have taken advantage of it over the years.
Good program.
My dad used the G.I. Bill. He was in the Marine Corps.
During World War II?
No, he was too young at the time, but he entered the Marine Corps in 47. He served from 47 to 52, and it was still in effect. Yeah. That's how he went to college.
My best friend went to college when he came back from the service.
So that's still ongoing legislation for veterans, I guess.
I'm not sure about that, but
it was started post World War II, because all those vets came back from war around the world and they needed
a little help.
They needed a head start.
Well, they gave 4 years, some of them, four years of their lives to the service of the country. And you come back, you don't have a job, so this was a way to
– the GI Bill, major legislation affecting millions of Americans.
Mm-hmm. Hey, James, what's your question for us?
Well, I have an Old Testament question. When King David was getting very old, it was said that they had a hard time keeping him warm. So they did a search through the kingdom for a young woman to keep him warm. And what was her name?
That was her job?
Yeah. I remember reading that.
Her job. Yeah.
And the scripture makes clear that he did not know her.
That's
right. So this was not.
Clearly, only platonic.
It was, purely platonic. I don't know. Either of you guys remember.
I can't remember her name.
Susan. Yep.
Betty Lou. I'm going with Betty Lou.
I don't think they had double names, did they, back then? I think that started.
Well, and that's why some of them to this day say Shalom, y'all.
Well,
I have no idea.
James, I think you got us, brother. What's the answer?
Her name was Abishag the Shunammite.
Okay.
Abishag?
Hey, that is some deep.
Hey, who are you taking out Friday night? Abinag the Shunammite?
Abishag.
Huh? Isn't not a real common.
Yeah. Well,
hey, she had some stories to tell her grandchildren. King David.
Yep. So, seriously, what was the Q&A, James? Go ahead and repeat that again. What's the question and answer you ask?
I asked I gave you the answer for the. You mean the one that I answered from you?
Yeah. No, the young maiden. That was with David to keep him warm because he was always cold.
When he was cold, they did a search throughout the kingdom to find a young maiden to keep him warm, and her name was Abishag the Shunammite.
Uh-huh. Abishag. Thanks, buddy. Have a great weekend. Happy New Year.
Wow.
All right. I only have one question remaining. Who wrote the Acts of the Apostles?
Paul.
Luke.
Yeah, Luke.
Luke wrote.
Legendary author William Faulkner's longest run-on sentence, 1,288 words. That is true. And I'm going to save my car question and NFL quarterback Bob Dole. I'm going to save that till next time. I'm going to do like you guys. Okay. Oh, no, I guess since I ask them.
Yeah, you ask them, you got to answer them.
Yeah, that's right. A Mopar is the short answer is it's a Chrysler... Dodge, it's Chrysler and Dodge and Plymouth. That's the short answer, that category. And then
Jack Kemp.
Was the quarterback.
Yes. Hey, January 17th, I'll be in Philadelphia, Mississippi.